HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Penance, a novel by Eliza Clark. Performed by Holly J. Bowes, Anna Gilthorpe, Emily Goldie, Evie Hargreaves, Salima Saxton, and George Waitman. For George, forever and everywhere. But mostly, they were lies I told. It wasn't my fault. I couldn't remember. Because it was as though I'd been to one of those supernatural castles visited by characters in legends. Once away, you do not remember. All that is left is the ghostly echo of haunting wonder. Truman Capote.
This book is an examination of the 2016 murder of teenager Joan Wilson by three girls attending the same high school. It was written by journalist Alex Zebcarelli and first published in March of 2022. Shortly after publication, several of Corelli's interviewees publicly accused Corelli of misrepresenting and even fabricating some of the content of their interviews. Following these accusations, it was discovered that therapeutic writing produced by two of the three offenders while incarcerated was illegally acquired by Corelli. The book was pulled from shelves by the original publisher in September of 2022. Now republished after the conclusion of relevant litigation, some names have been changed at the request of those involved. We believe writers, even writers of non-fiction, have a right to express themselves and tell stories in the manner they feel best fits the story in question. It is our fundamental belief that readers and listeners have the freedom and the right to judge a text for themselves, that contentious works with artistic merit should not be erased from history simply for causing offence. Despite the controversy attached to this book, we have chosen to republish it in its original form.
Extract. I peed on your grave. Episode 341, 1st of the 7th, 2018. Hosts, Stephen Doyle, Andrew Kuntz, Lloyd Allen. 31 seconds to 2 minutes and 46 seconds. Doyle. Hey, and welcome to I Peed on Your Grave, a true crime podcast. I'm Stevie Doyle, and with me, as always, is Kuntz. Me, Big Andy Kuntz. Allen. And me, Lloyd Allen. Doyle. And today we'll be taking a trip to merry old England. Kuntz. Oh, in a Cockney accent. A little trip to England, is it? Allen. God, not the accents. Kuntz, in a Cockney accent. What accent, mister? I'm just a lazy English schoolgirl, aren't I? Doyle, laughing. Andy, no. Kuntz, in a Cockney accent. I'm a lesbian schoolgirl, and I'm not wearing any knickers, aren't I? Doyle, laughing. Andy, dude. Kuntz, in a Cockney accent. Don't like my accent, mister. The last girlie who made me angry got set on fire, mister, didn't she? Allen. Oh, man, is that a spoiler? Doyle. No, luckily, that's my starting point. Kuntz. In a Cockney accent. Glad you didn't have to punish me for spoiling the episode, mister. Allen. Okay, dude, these chicks were like 14. Doyle. They were more like 16, actually. Kuntz. Well, in England, that's kosher, right? I can be as weird and horny as I want. Doyle. Laughing. I mean, I guess. Kuntz. In a Cockney accent. Me knickers are staying off, mister. Ceasing accent. I'll stop. Most of these chicks are not hot. Doyle. No, they're pretty fucking gross. Kuntz. That Doris chick, though. Allen. Doris? Doyle. Doris? Doris? What year do you think England is in, dude? Kuntz, in a Cockney accent. It's 1843, mister. Laughing, no longer using accent. Well, whatever. Dolly. Doris. She's kind of smoking hot. Allen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?